Boy, we got a treat for you right now. Is everybody ready? Have you called your friends and neighbors? Everybody set for this? You know, we say that the John Hartford Festival is family friendly, and there's a lot of different ways to take that. Of course, families bring their kids and whatnot and so forth, but it is a family down here in southern Indiana. The hills down here are filled with music, and in one way or another, it seems one band's tied in with another band, and you hear that, well, he's playing with those folks. So it's a big family is what I'm trying to tell you, and this band right here is no exception. Let me see if I say this right. Two of the original founding members of the original trio are still in the band, and one of them couldn't make it today.
There's Liv.
There's
Liv. Yeah, yeah. You can heckle him on Facebook all you want.
There you go. But in the tradition of this kind of music, it is nothing to reach out right over here to the last band that was on. We got a fiddle player sitting in with us.
Give me your name again.
Josh Crone. Josh Crone, give him a hand sitting in today. And keep it going for the Pump and Holler Boys.
But I won't be
fun yet? If you ain't, it's your own fault. We're mighty glad to be here. Hell, we're mighty glad to be anywhere. I'm sleeping in a van down at the river. Just getting out makes me feel good. Here's a little song off our new CD. The new CD is called Glitter Time in Chicken Town, released last year in March. We're still mighty proud of it. We're pushing it today, as a matter of fact. If you'd like a copy, be sure and see our lovely CD gal that's standing around over there by that blue truck.
There's a couple of them.
And she'll be sure you get one. A couple of lovely, all kinds of lovely CD gals.
We got a whole tribe.
Keep this in.
What are we doing?
Straight to here. NG. You told me to go straight to hell. Well, honey, I surely did. Long hair. He's walking around, just had one shoe on. I said, fella, you just got one shoe. You lost a shoe somewhere. And he said, no, I didn't. I found one.
Oh, my God. There'll be more of those.
Just that.
Not as good either.
This is the title track for my newest album. This is a song about a party in the chicken coop. Everybody's been to one.
1, 2, 3.
We're splitting time in Chicken Town tonight. We're splitting time in Chicken Town tonight. Well, we reached by the pipe with a silver dollar. Box of silver in the next collar. It's splitting time in Chicken Town tonight. We're splitting time in Chicken Town tonight. We're splitting time in Chicken Town tonight. Well, Dutchie's dancing, she don't care. Mallard's off on a whiskey dance. Splitting time in Chicken Town
all along. That's when she'll let her fingers roam. She loves to hear me crow. I go.
And this guy here doing a great job sitting in with us today.
Yeah. Josh from the Dirty River Ramblers.
Dirty River Ramblers,
that's right.
He walked off the stage and said, hey, you're coming with us. All right, here's one of our songs here. I got to record this song on Puckin' All Our Boys album, and it makes me very proud. Anyway, it's called Putnamville Quarry. One. Keep playing anyway. We tune because we care. We don't tune well because we don't care much. Oh, this is a great audience.
Fresh palate.
We'd love to, even if you're a wonderful audience, we'd love to take you home with us, but we still got last week's audience in the garage. They're getting a little rank, though. We may throw them out and take you guys with us anyway.
I went
Hey, we was cooking out earlier at our campsite. We had one of them chickens on a spit going around and around.
Where was that?
And that feller that lost the shoe walked by and he said, "Hey, man, your organ ain't making no music and your monkey's burning up."
You've been practicing for the show, Ralph.
Those of you that... Those of you that have followed the Punk and Holler Boys since 1998 may know of our failed attempt at a children's program on PBS. We wrote a song and had a theme to go with it, but we submitted the song. The song was called Treehouse, which I think is a very good children's show title. And the chorus of the song is, "I hate you, you hate me, so there." We got a prompt reply that they were not interested. So on this latest album, we had a song that just works fine with that program called Nature. So we submitted it about 2 weeks ago now. We haven't heard anything yet. So that's kind of a good sign. You may be watching Nature one night and hear this tune. Well, I hope you do. You ready, boys?
Yep.
Killed a snake.
I killed a snake.
I didn't want to, but it just looked so damn creepy. I killed a snake. With a papa bear from a gun that shoots pellets and BBs. He was hanging up in my tree, and he scared the bejeebers out of me, so I killed a snake.
I killed a snake.
I know a squirrel.
I killed a snake.
He used to live in a cage on the back porch of our house. I know a squirrel.
I killed a snake.
Yeah, we raised him up from when he weren't no bigger than. Comes to snakes hanging out in trees, there's only one good time. You know what I mean? Well, he was hanging up in my tree, and he scared the you-know-what out of me. So I killed a snake.
I killed a snake.
I killed a snake.
I killed a snake.
Only one animal was hurt in the writing of that song. It was a snake. Where's Slim? Where's Slim? He's working. Someone's got to do it. Someone's got to pay my Social Security, and he's taking care of that.
That's right. All right, we got to kick off.
Ready, boys?
Yes, sir.
Another one off the new album. One. If I had a nickel for every pickle that you got us into, I'd have one or two more nickels now than I do. If I had a dime for every time that I've been cried to by you,
I'd be the picture of wealth.
done died. I wrote that song for him, and then he died. If you guys have a beer in hand, I suggest you take a swaller. If not, just look on longingly.
Something's wrong with mine.
Broke it.
Well, not often, but every once in a while we like to let the bass player do a song. He does a real good job of it.
Sometimes.
Sometimes.
Otherwise, they let me do it all the time, see?
Make Nelson come up and play bass. Come here, Nelson. Come here, play this. Let's get Scott Nelson up here on the upright. What do you think? Mikey won't let me play his bass, so I can't.
Well, Scott, I won't say it. Nelson, yeah, Scott can do it. Thanks, buddy. Hey, I know that guy.
Yeah, dang.
Do the same to him, just wait to see.
Wanna go riding on the highway. Wanna go slipping that Tennessee line.
Wanna go floating down. Just work here, running your turnstile, doing my time. Said you love me, seems to me, dear. Didn't try too hard, gave up on me. Wanna go ride. See, you know what? I think it's time for us to start crying right now. To hell, you left me burning in the sun.
Slipping
go floating down the river. I wanna find you someplace you'll never find. Keep on walking. You don't know me. I'm not here for your kind of thing. Just the poor soul. Tried to love you. Left me burn in the rain. Wanna go right.
So this three-legged dog walks into a bar.
Who shot my paw?
No, you've heard this one already.
Wait a minute.
You know you're just making it worse when you do that.
So this limbo dancer walks into the bar. Disqualified. This next song's based on a true story. I know many of you are wondering, Ralph, how do you know it's a true story? Well, I did some looking on the internet.
It's gotta be true.
And I found it, so it must be true. Thank you. But then to confirm it, I was in the grocery store the other day. And sure enough, right there on the front page of one of them tabloids, with pictures and all, was the same story. So I know it's true. It's been confirmed. A little something called Possum Boy.
Possum Mama, who raised him up as her own. Possum Boy.
form of music that is performed regular by musical entertainers all over the world now. Wanting to be the complete package of musical entertainment for your musical entertainment enjoyment this afternoon, the Punkin' Hour Boys recently returned from a trip we took from, let's say, up around Detroit this time. Through Chicago and all the way down into the Delta Land, searching for the perfect blues song to perform for you folks this afternoon. A lot of research. We met lots of nice people. Ate lots of good food. Drank lots of cold beer. And found the perfect blues song for your musical entertainment this afternoon. That's a wonderful song, too. It's great. You would love it. But right now we're going to do this one we wrote instead. It goes like this.
That woman's cold.
but my beer's warm. That's a slow song.
Dance floor's up.
That means the song is slow. It doesn't mean that we're slow. Never mind. We do have a short bus, though, I'll tell you that. Sackcloth dress, I would find you and untwine you and unbind you, and we'd fall down in fields of green, and we'd make love, we'd make a scene. These are my dreams. These are my dreams. In a foreign land, far away, not tomorrow, but today, I would come to you, wherever you are, my boy. Time for a couple more. We got one song now. Needs a volunteer. We got a volunteer from the audience. First of all, let me ask, do we have any professional triangle players in the audience today?
I saw you once.
No, I don't need a baritone singer. I need a triangle player.
I was paid to quit that.
You paid to quit. You're a woodblock guy, I can tell.
You're in Woodblock Anonymous.
Where's a pretty gal? Any pretty gal? Where's a pretty gal? Yeah. You.
Come on, there's one right there.
Come on up. Get up here, play triangle for us, for crying out loud.
Where's it at?
That's over there.
Where have you put it, Ralph? I just follow the bass, that's all I gotta remember.
Or the light
don't follow him.
Or not.
And open and close your hand, and that'll change the temper of it.
Okay.
Yeah. Rings and doesn't ring. Doesn't get any simpler than that.
Except for when we get to the solo.
Cajun music is a popular form of musical entertainment in today's musical world. I want to be the complete musical entertainment package. Hell, we went through all that before. Kick her off, John. Triangle player today. She says she'll bring her own triangle next time.
We got the one, Ralph.
So I can see by the slowly setting sun that it's time for the old punk and our boys to mosey on down the road. We've had a great time today. Hope you had fun too. Lots of great music here today, so don't go anywhere. I'd like to remind you, we've got CDs for sale. See one of our lovely CD ladies.
Hey, thanks for having us.
Thanks
for having the bug and all.
We have a lovely CD fella, too, so.
It's sure been an honor to be here again this year, and hopefully we'll see you again next year.
There you go.
See you by the fire later.
So remember, boys and girls, life is like a pathway twisting through an unknown land. And as we travel onward, we must do the best we can to help the others that we meet along the winding way. Remember, just a smile can help to brighten someone's day. Pay attention to the big quiz later. It never hurts to listen. Oh, Thank you, boys and girls. You've been a wonderful audience. Stuart Poe on dobro, John Boyer on mandolin, Junkbox Mike Calvert on bass, our new friend Josh Cohn on fiddle, and I'm Ralph Ed Jeffers. Thank you very much.
How about one more round for the Pumpkin Holler Boys? That's fine, fine music. Right here from Central Indiana. We love them. We love them so.